now go to the polled item 899.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Gresham for the City of Portland to conduct transit lodging tax audits of Gresham hotels on behalf of the City of Gresham.
So I understand we have a Mr. Scott Carter here for this item. Is there? Okay. Anybody else wish to speak on this? Come on up. Welcome. If you just give us your name, and you each have 3 minutes.
They're from the Bureau.
Oh, you're here to... Oh, I'm sorry. You're here to... Sorry. Okay. Sorry, I thought you were here to testify.
No.
Okay. So, you want to give us a brief overview of this? Did you want to testify on this item, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Are you Mr. Carter?
No, my name is
Carter. Works for the city.
I build affordable homes. You guys aren't building them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, sir, we'll take you after this item, okay? We'll give you 3 minutes afterwards, if you wouldn't mind just...
That's all I got is 3 minutes.
That's all you got.
I think I met one of your little girls.
So is there anyone here to object to this particular matter?
Mr. Lightning pulled this item.
Okay, so let's let them.
Okay. Okay. Well, give us a brief overview, and then we'll hear from the public.
Okay. I'm Scott Carter with the Revenue Division. We are, the purpose of the IGA is to have the City of Portland, who has a dedicated hotel auditor, and the City of Gresham does not have a dedicated auditor, that we would do a pilot project where we would audit several of their hotels on a pretty small scale basis, and then based on the results of that project, we would look at maybe doing something in the future, and the City of Gresham would reimburse us for our costs. They have the need, we have the bandwidth to do this. It's an example of good government, and it benefits the part of the taxes that would be audited would also potentially go to Multnomah County, which would provide services to Portland residents as well. So it's just it's something we've talked about doing for a long time, and we've just finally gotten to the point where we can actually test the waters and see how it goes.
Okay, you want to add anything? Or?
No, I'm Ron Dethley. I'm the auditor who would be doing the audit.
Oh, you're the auditor. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. Okay, thank you both. And we'll have Mr. Lightning, Mr. West, come on up. We'll give you the last word, sir, after these two people testify.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I had on this is that it'd be my understanding that Gresham would have their own auditors. And by this agreement, we're only going to be paid like $5,000, my understanding is. But we're also taking on a lot of liability as far as if we make mistakes. Why don't we have Gresham use their own auditors, take their own responsibility on this? And another concern I had on this is that it said several hotels. Is this going to be like a selective enforcement of just certain hotels that maybe Gresham doesn't really like, and now we're going to do this audit, which will open up all their records, and to kind of just go over them with a microscope? Because I noticed it just said several hotels. I'd almost like to see a list of what hotels they're deciding to do. What is the reason they're picking these certain hotels and the owners of these businesses? And to have a clear understanding, because the way I would see it is that you'd want to audit all the hotels. You'd want to go across all the hotels and look at this situation. But it said several. So I'm a little concerned if that's going to be in a selective enforcement type situation. Another issue I have is I wanted to make it very clear from my position, does this go into accessory dwelling units? Does this also go into the Airbnb situation as far as on lodging taxes? And I wanted to have a clear understanding on that, on how far they want to go. Is this going to open up the books on what Airbnb does as far as on the type of business they run? And to make sure that the lodging tax or the transient lodging tax is being paid. So again, I just had some concerns on this, on how far this is going to go. And again, I always hate to get in the situation of Gresham when I think they can handle this themselves. And it just kind of mystifies me on why we would have to do this for Gresham. I think they're more than capable of auditing their own hotels and doing the job that needs to be done here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wass.
My name is Robert Wass. I'm with Filmville Police 911. And I agree with Lightning. We shouldn't be putting our people in Gresham to enforce Gresham regulations, do audits in Gresham, when we got hotels here that we got to see. You know, I think it's a waste of our time. I think it puts the city in a huge liability. What happens if a person goes out there and gets into a traffic accident and they say it's the city's fault? Gresham's not going to pay for that. We'll pay for that. What happens if one of the audits are off and the hotel sues? You know, so that's my issue. Is you'd be putting a city in a huge liability, and what's Gresham going to do? $5,000 a month? Well, if you guys get a $100,000 judgment, what's $5,000 a month for? You know, it'll take a long time to pick that up. I think what we need to do is let Gresham do their own audits, and Gresham should enforce their own laws. And as far as the audits of the motels and stuff anyway, I feel that that's 100% wrong, but that's my personal opinion. I believe that if they did anything wrong, then it would fall under the Fifth Amendment of self-incrimination. And that's what I got to say.
Okay. Thank you both. Sir, if you could just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
The name is Joe Levesque. I'm from Camas. I've been out for over 10 years. It's the worst 10 years of my life. I used to know this country when it was a free country. You people think you're running a free country here. You're not. I spoke to the FBI last week for a whole half hour. I went to the county commissioner meeting yesterday in Clark County. I told them that what we should have, and I'm including Oregon in that because Oregon's part of the problem. Oregon and Washington are both in the same boat. My background is affordable housing. I built homes for over 200,000 people. I generated over $200 million worth of tax revenue. I believe in the free enterprise system. I believe that we should have a federal grand jury investigation on what the hell is going on in Oregon as well as Washington. You people have problems out here. I spoke to a state legislator last week, and I told him, I said, you don't have to go to school to be a politician. All you have to do is learn how to scratch somebody else's back. Basically, that's about it. But anyhow, I come from the state of New Hampshire. Live free or die. Hey, I lived through the Depression. Those were tough years. You people think you have it tough now. It's going to get tougher. It's not going to be easy. We're living on borrowed money right now. We're living on an extra $10 trillion that we're living on. There's not one politician that I know of that showed you how to pay that back. I've got solutions to some of that stuff. Hey, I study that stuff. I know what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on to this community, this country right now. I've got 3 kids that went to state universities. My kids have been brainwashed. They have been indoctrinated. What happened to them is the same thing that Joseph Stalin used in communist Russia. The same thing that Hitler used in Germany. They brainwashed the people into believing what they wanted them to believe. I'll give you guys some free wisdom here. You go to school to learn what you don't know. When you go to school, they teach you what they want you to know. But when you get out of school, you learn what you have to know. And what you have to know is what they made this country. This, these guys knew what they were doing. This is a great constitution. I'll die for what I believe in. Now, I don't know what you guys can do. I had trouble coming up here. This town is room for improvement. There's four things you need for affordable housing. Four things. Who's in charge of building? Are you in charge of building?
I'm in charge.
You are. There's four things you need. Are you ready?
Yep.
You need land. You got plenty of land out here, but the people don't want you to build. The homeowners aren't bitching. The realtors aren't bitching. The homeowners aren't bitching. The landlords aren't bitching. Hey, everybody's up. Everybody's excited.
Hey, Mr. Levesque, your time is up, so.
I know. My time is up. It's still a free country. I thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you all.
But let's do something about it because I want a federal grand jury investigation of what's going on. I met with your lady, and I had a good talk with her.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your service.
I'm no hero. I'm just a survivor.
You're a hero to me.
Thank you.
This moves to a second reading, and we are adjourned until next Wednesday, August 10th. Thank you. Thanks.